McTavish is here. He's a senior writer at Thinking Bigger Business Media, and happy holidays to you, Hoss. It's that time of year.
Happy back at you.
Happy back at you. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah?
I'm super fine.
What's new?
Well, interestingly.
That's new.
Well, yes, it's old, but it's new. It's Shooting Star.
Yeah, what is that?
What is that? Now, you weren't in these, in this neck of the woods in the late 70s and early 80s, were you?
Classic Midwest rock.
Yeah, where were you in 1977 or 8 or 9?
I was with Ben Sittern up at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
Yeah.
Did not know Ben, but I was up there. He was up there.
Well, yeah. I was here. I was in what? I was just out of high school, maybe in college, and Shooting Star.
And we talk about all this because?
Because, well, they're a great rock band. They're still around. They are going to be performing a Christmas benefit show for the Harvesters. Great cause.
Ah.
Harvesters Food Network. That's actually getting things off to a nice start to the weekend tonight. 8 tonight, Shooting Star Christmas Benefit Show for Harvesters at 1 Block South.
Mm.
Tickets are just $20 at the door. I could talk about Shooting Star until all the stars have fallen from the sky. But let me try anyway.
Well, do it.
Here we go.
Wow, very poetic.
Shooting Star, a lot of radio play in Kansas City and in the Midwest. They actually got together in 1977. They've gone through 14. Well, they're
incarnations.
Let's put it this way: there are 14 former members at least, and the current quartet still does, as far as I can tell, include the voice you just heard there, Van McLean on guitars and vocals, Steve Thomas, who started out in 1977, is still working the sticks for the band. Anyway, their debut album came out in 1979. The producer was Gus Dudgeon, who had done records with Elton John and David Bowie.
Wow.
Shooting Star, in the late 70s and early 80s, they kind of hopped on the MTV thing. They kind of got some play there.
They were a shooting star.
Yes. Commercially, they were a shooting star. They saw some chart action, but they've stuck around for the long haul. At the show tonight at 1 Block South, you'll hear, I'm sure, You Got What I Need. You'll hear Tonight, Bring It On, Last Chance, Touch Me Tonight, or Tomorrow Night for that matter, whatever's more convenient.
Yeah.
Can't resist. They also toured in the day with ZZ Top, Cheap Trick, Todd Rundgren, Jefferson Starship, Journey, REO, Kansas Heart, Brian Adams, even John Mellencamp, back when he may have still been called Johnny Cougar. That was a long time ago. So it's a great cause and a great band. Go see Shooting Star if you can tonight at 1 Block South.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
And these are the Texas Tenors.
I see a smile on your face.
Well, not to be confused with the American Tenors.
They are
Nathan
American.
Granter's American Tenors.
There's lots of tenors.
Even though they're American.
That's right. We have many tenors to deal with in this land of ours. Those are the Texas Tenors.
Texas Tenors.
Who will be performing with the Kansas City Symphony. Country meets gospel meets classical meets Broadway.
That could be a brutal collision.
Well, it could be brutal. It could be beautiful. It might be a little of both. They are tenors. I mean, chances will be taken.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock Friday night at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. These guys got famous a few years ago on America's Got Talent, that NBC talent showcase. They are John Hagen, Marcus Collins, and J.C. Fisher. Everything from Alabama to Puccini. They'll do Danny Boy. They'll do Rocky Top, I sure hope. I hope they do God Bless the USA. Do you know it's been 30 years since Lee Greenwood during those Reagan years, right? 30 years this year that Lee Greenwood introduced God Bless the USA, and these three guys can sure sing it. I also want to point out that this is also there's a good cause involved with this event. I wanted to be sure to mention this. the show with the Texas Tenors and the Symphony benefits the Mission Project, and that's a local group that helps out young adults with developmental disabilities to help them live and work more safely in the community with minimal support. And I've actually had experience with that group and gotten to know some of those folks. It's a good cause. Also, First Downs for Down Syndrome with the Kansas City Chiefs offensive line. Lots of good stuff going on here with the Symphony and Texas Tenors.
Okay, let's move on here to Louis Anderson.
Yeah.
I looked at that and thought maybe it was Lonnie Anderson. That tells you how minds still sort of automatically go to certain places.
I'm afraid you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
I wonder if, you know, in this crazy celebrity-driven world we live in, I'll bet Lonnie and Louis have probably gripped and grinned, haven't they?
You would think.
That's all these celebrities do is meet each other.
But who is Louis Anderson?
Oh, you know Louis Anderson. If you could see him, you can't. He's not sitting here. But Louis Anderson is that very well-known stand-up comedian, actually got his start here 30 years ago here in Kansas City at Stanford & Sons Comedy Club. So it's appropriate he's back at Stanford & Sons Comedy Club. He'll be doing shows tonight, Friday night and Saturday night there at the Legends. We should hear a little bit of Louis when you hear him. Let's get a taste of Louis.
I love food. Oh, my God. It haunts me. Even when I open my drapes in the morning, right across the street, you got McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Cold Stone, Krispy Kreme. That's like Mount Rushmore for me. And they're building an urgent care center right next to it.
Okay. All
well,
right.
I tell you, okay, this might ring a bell. He had a big career in the 80s. He was on all the late night talk shows. He's now a fixture in Vegas. I think he has his own showroom. But you know where most people might have seen him in recent years is as one of the hosts of the game show Family Feud. He's great with people. He's a natural. He's absolutely a natural.
He'll be at Stanford & Sons, right?
He will be at Stanford & Sons Comedy Club all through tonight, Friday, and Saturday. One other quick thing about him, 1981 Midwest Comedy Competition. He took the first place trophy. He impressed one of the judges, Henny Youngman, so much. You know, Henny Youngman, Take My Wife, Please.
Yeah.
Henny Youngman hired him to write jokes in the early 80s, and one thing led to another, and we have Louis Anderson as a result.
They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France. And a dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your menu, take a glance, and then you'll be our guest.
And who's this?
Okay, well, that's the candle that can talk. That's the anthropomorphic candle, along with the clock and the tea kettle. Always happy to make you feel at home. This is all part of Beauty and the Beast, a Broadway Across America production that you can go see tonight, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Music Hall. It's the hit Broadway musical based on the Oscar-winning Disney animated movie musical. It's a good time, all ages. You can't go wrong.
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast at the Music Hall all this weekend.
All right. And finally today.
I should have left you where I found you. Well, flip a coin into the water, it fell like Christmas Day.
We're playing Nick Lowe, but we're talking about what?
We're playing Nick Lowe because one should always try to find a reason to play Nick Lowe.
Yeah,
he's
really
singing Wishing Well. Wishing Well is one of the titles of one of the six plays that is part of the 6x10, the annual 10-minute play festival.
10-minute play festival.
That's right.
What a good idea.
Great idea. Six 10-minute plays. It's the Barn Players performing six original plays, including Wishing Well. Each play has a different director and cast. See these shows. You'll be delighted. 7:30 Friday night, Saturday night, 2 p.m. Sunday at the Barn Players Theater in Mission. The shows also include the interestingly titled Derek Jeter and the Blonde in the Tight Black Skirt with the Shiny Things on It.
Okay.
That's got to be a good one.
That's Brian McTavish from Thinking Bigger Business Media. Thanks, Hoss. Always good to have you here.
I appreciate it, and I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah, again, you can find a list of Brian's picks and more information about all of our broadcasts. Just go to kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. You can follow me at Steve Kraske. Tomorrow on the show, our independent foreign and documentary film critics review the latest films showing on area screens, and they'll tell us about their favorite films from 2013. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.